So we're talking again today about this story, the Island of the Blue Dolphins.
And in our yesterday's story, we learned that Karana decided to leave the island.
Right, but she had a problem. Her boat had a hole in it, and she had to go back to the island.
But when she was going back to the island, there was a sign, right?
Ah, yes, she saw beautiful dolphins swimming in front of her. Mm-hmm. So she thought, wow, somebody cares about me.
Right, and after she went back to the island, she built a new house.
Right, it was hard work, but she had another difficult thing she had to do. She wanted to attack those bad dogs who killed her brother.
Yes, but did she kill the leader of the wild dogs?
No, she didn't kill him. She hurt him, but then she felt sorry for him.
Yeah, because he looked so sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to find out more about today's story in today's lesson. Let's have a look.
Never give up. Reading A.
Karana helped the dog get better and named him Rontu. They became best friends. Rontu even protected her from the other dogs. Karana also saved an otter from hunters. The next spring, the otter had two cute babies. Animals became Karana's new family. She felt more and more at home.
Wow, Clayton. I can't believe that Karana became friends with the wild dog.
I know. I can't believe it either. But you know, she must have really felt sorry for this dog. Maybe she thought the dog is kind of like her, all alone.
They were just like each other. They look sad. Maybe they were both lonely.
Yeah. So she helped the dog get better. That just means she took care of the dog until it was healthy again.
这边呢, Karana helped the dog get better, 就是帮助他复原. Remember, the dog was hurt, right?
Yeah, well, she actually hurt the dog, but then she thought, okay, now I'll help it get better.
另外呢, 我们来看一下 help这个动词的用法, 你可以说 help somebody do something, 后面放原形动词. For example, I have to clean the house this weekend. So, Clayton, will you help me do that?
Okay, I'll clean the living room and maybe you clean the kitchen?
Well, what about you clean the living room and the restroom and I clean the kitchen?
Well, since you need my help, then okay.
Well, Clayton, you're such a nice person.
Okay, let's get back to the story. Now here it says they became best friends. So Karana and the dog became close friends. In fact, she even gave the dog a name. She named him Rontu.
好，这里呢，我们看到了 name him Rontu. Name A B 就是把 A 取名为 B. 那在这里呢，就是 Karana 把这只狗呢取名为 Rontu. For example, I got my English name from my first English teacher, and he named me Jennifer. What about you? Who gave you your name, Clayton?
Well, my parents named me. So let's talk more about Rontu and Karana. They were good friends. Rontu even protected her from the other dogs.
Wow.
So those other dogs were so bad, they still wanted to hurt Karana. But Rontu didn't let them. He stopped them from hurting her.
Wow, Rontu was such a good friend to Karana. 那这里呢，我们也看到这个 protect from 的用法。你可以讲 protect a from， 那后面呢，你可以加名词或者是动名词，就是保护 a， 使它免于怎么样。And Clayton, could you give us an example?
Sure. A roof protects a house from rain.
Right, and also maybe a helmet, 一个安全帽, can protect you from the falling rocks.
Yeah, exactly. So Karana made another animal friend. She made friends with an otter. Now, an otter is an animal that lives in the water. And those hunters, the same ones who killed Karana's father, they came to the island to catch some otters.
Wow, 这边 Karana 现在还跟这个 otter 成为了朋友。And what is an otter? 就是水獭咯。那这边呢，我想要知道 ，What did Karana do for the otter?
Well, she saved the otter from the hunters. So that means she didn't let the hunters hurt the otter.
这边呢，我们看到了 save from 的用法。Save 呢是拯救的意思。那如果你说 save A from， 然后后面加名词或者是动词 ing 的话呢，就是拯救 A， 使它免于如何如何。And Clayton, give us another example.
Sure. Leslie saved a mouse from the cat.
刚刚 Clayton 给我们的例子就是说呢 ，Leslie 呢还救了一只老鼠，使它免于猫。是什么意思呢？就是免于被猫抓的意思。So Clayton.Have you ever saved a mouse from the cat?
Well, I'm lucky. I don't have cats or mice in my house.
Oh, that's lucky.
So, Karana has made a lot of animal friends on the island, and it makes her feel at home. And that just means that she feels more comfortable and happy where she is.
好，这里的 feel at home 说感觉好像在家里一样，也就是说感觉非常的自在。而 Karana 呢，自从有这些动物朋友之后呢，就 feel more and more at home， 越来越觉得自在。那我们来看 more and more 两个比较级，就是越来越，这是用来强调。
Okay, everybody, we have more of the story coming up, but we need to take a break.
Never give up. Reading B.
Then the hunters returned. Karana hid in a secret place, but a hunter's daughter found her. They played happily together, but soon the girl left. Karana felt lonely. Finally, Karana got a chance to leave. As she left,She saw dolphins swimming. Karana knew that she would never feel lonely again.
Wow, Karana had Ronto and the others as her family now. And she was not alone.
Yeah, so things are going well for her. But then something happens.The hunters return to the island.
Yes, it's scary.
Yeah.
You know, on a stormy day, the hunters came and killed Karana's father.
I know. So she's scared of them. So she ran away and hid. Now, this verb hide means you go somewhere where other people can't find you.
这个 hide 呢它是一个动词就是躲藏的意思。它的三态是 hide, hid, hid, 或者是 hide, hid, hidden。那有个游戏呢叫做 hide and seek。seek 呢就是寻找的意思。hide and seek 就是捉迷藏。And Clayton, did you play hide and seek when you were little?
Yes, I did. What about you?
Sure, I did. And once I hid myself in the closet,And nobody found me. And you know what? I fell asleep inside. And at dinner time, my mom found me.
Wow. You must have hid really well for you to stay hidden for so long.
Right.
Let's get back to the story. Karana met somebody. She met one of the daughters of the hunters. So she was scared of them.But she was also very lonely. So she saw a girl who was the same age as her, and she wanted to make friends with her.
Yes, though the hunters killed Karana's father, Karana became friends with the hunter's daughter.
Right. But the hunters didn't stay on the island. When they were done hunting the otters, they left. And the little girl left too. So then Karana felt really alone.
And Karana was alone again. But then something changed, right?
Right. Something happened. Finally, some other people came to the island. It wasn't hunters. It was some other people in a boat. And that meant that Karana had a chance to leave. So when you have the chance to do something, that means you can do it.
Right. 这里呢，我们看到这个 chance， 它是一个名词，就是机会。Have the chance to do something 呢，就是有机会去做什么事情。And Clayton, do you remember the yummy sushi article in our A-plus magazine last month?
Yeah, I remember. We talked that.
And you know, I finally had a chance to eat toro last week.
Oh, that's great. So Jenny means that she was at a restaurant where they had toro, so she had the chance to eat it. She could eat it.
It was delicious.
That sounds great. So Karana lived on the island for many, many years by herself. But finally, she got the chance to leave. Now, finally means in the end, after a long time.
Right. 这边呢 ,finally 呢它是一个副词就是最后最终的意思。那这里呢就讲说 Karana 最后最终呢终于有机会可以离开这个岛。But then something happened to her when she was leaving the island, right?
So, as she left the island, she saw dolphins swimming. Now here, the word as has the same meaning as when. So, as she left means when she was leaving.
That's right. 这边呢我们看到了这个 as, 它是一个连接词当作当的意思就是等于 when。那你也可以说呢比方说 We hope you enjoy learning English as you watch our show.
Right. So here are the dolphins again. We saw them earlier in the story and they made Karana feel good and comfortable like someone cared about her, right?
And this time the dolphins led her away from the island leading her to a new life.
Right.So Karana felt good because she was going back to see the rest of her people. So everybody, I hope you enjoyed our story about the island of the blue dolphins. Don't go away. Word Power is next.
Word Power.
Word Power. Okay, our first word is...Protect from, protect from.
Protect from, 动词片语就是保护什么东西远离另外的东西。
Sunglasses protect our eyes from sunlight.
这个太阳眼镜呢保护我们的眼睛呢免于这个日晒。So, do you wear sunglasses?
Yes, when it's very sunny outside. Next word, more and more, more and more.
More and more, 片语越来越。
The actor looks more and more handsome.
哇，这个演员呢，看起来是越来越帅了。
He's very lucky. You know, most people look less and less handsome as they get older.
Right.
Next one, hide. Hide.
Hide, 动词躲藏，它的三态是 hide, hit, hit.
Stella hid under the bed so that her brother wouldn't find her.
Stella 呢她躲在这个床底下所以呢她的哥哥找不到她。Maybe they are playing hide and seek.
I think so. And the last one is chance. Chance.
Chance, 名词机会。
I have a chance to go to America next month.
我下个月有机会去一趟美国。
All right, everybody, that's it for Word Power, but don't go away.
been mine.
So, Clayton, are your parents still in Taipei?
No, they went back to Canada this morning. And now I'm all alone and I feel lonely.
Cheer up, 开心一点嘛。You still have me, Anna, Jenny, and don't forget about Millie.
I guess so. I'm not alone after all.
But you know, Clayton, you just mentioned alone and lonely. They are not the same, right?
Right. When you say alone, you mean you are by yourself. But lonely is a feeling. You feel like nobody cares about you.
哦、oh, ，所以刚才 Clayton 告诉我们，这两个形容词它的意思有一点不一样。如果你是说 alone， 代表是 by oneself， 自己一个人，独自一个人哦。可是如果你是说 lonely， 它比较像是一种心境上的一种感受，你觉得很孤单哦。
Well, thanks. Now I know I'm not alone, so I'll be happier.
Yeah.
Never give up.
Karana helped the dog get better and named him Rontu. They became best friends. Rontu even protected her from the other dogs. Karana also saved an otter from hunters. The next spring, the otter had two cute babies.Animals became Karana's new family. She felt more and more at home. Then the hunters returned. Karana hid in a secret place, but a hunter's daughter found her. They played happily together, but soon the girl left.Karana felt lonely. Finally, Karana got a chance to leave. As she left, she saw dolphins swimming. Karana knew that she would never feel lonely again.
Review time.
For today's review time, you just need to fill in the blanks.
今天的这个复习时间呢，我们要来做的是填充题。So, what are the words for the blanks today?
Feel at home.
Feel at home 就是觉得很像在家里一样，就是很自在的感觉。
Chance.
Chance 是一个名词，就是机会。
And more and more.
More and more, 片语越来越如何
Here we go. Tina is becoming blank popular in school.
Tina is becoming more and more popular in school. Tina 呢在学校里面是越来越 popular, 越来越受欢迎了
Right. I got the blank to go to her party yesterday.
Wow, I got the chance to go to her party yesterday. 我呢，昨天有机会去参加她的 party, 她的这个宴会。
Right. She was nice and made me blank.
She was nice and made me feel at home. 她呢，人很好，而且让我呢，觉得很自在。
Okay, everybody. I hope you did well on today's review time.
Living phrases. Feel at home.
Feel at home.
My vacation at Uncle Leo's place was great.
Sounds like you felt at home there.
Yeah. But how was my dog when I wasn't here?
I think she felt at home with me.
What do you mean?
I always fed her, and I let her sleep on my big, soft bed.
Sounds like she felt more at home without me.
Just for fun!
We have another proverb for you today, everybody. Siobhan, can you tell us what it is?
Ha 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 ha! I'd love to, Clayton. It says, a good laugh is the best medicine.
Oh, a good laugh is the best medicine. So I think this just means that laughing is good for your health.
Yeah, well, we say this expression a lot in English. I don't mean that you should go to the doctor and buy some laughter and then swallow it in a pill. That would be silly. We just mean that if you're laughing, it must mean you're happy, and then it must mean that you're probably feeling really good.
Yeah, I think that some scientists and doctors have actually done studies that show that happy people, people who laugh a lot and enjoy their lives, don't get sick as much as people who maybe don't laugh as much or don't smile as much.
Yeah, if you're sad all the time and always upset and miserable and worrying about things, well, you're not going to be a really fun person, and maybe people aren't going to want to have you around, so you're not going to have a chance to laugh. But if you're one of those people who loves to laugh and is really fun and always smiling, well, people will like you, and I think your body will like you too.
Yeah, so you can get healthier by laughing. And that's why some people will go to hospitals to actually make people laugh. Do you remember there was a movie a few years ago about a doctor who dressed like a clown, and he did a lot of funny stuff to make people feel better?
Yeah, that movie was called Patch Adams. And it was kind of sad because the people that he went to make laugh were really sick, like really sick in a bad way. And he just went out of his way to make sure that they could have at least a few good laughs.
Yeah. So I think that people who do this kind of work, you know, other people give teddy bears or maybe put on shows for people in hospitals, I think it's really important that they do that, because it can help those people a lot.
Ha ha ha! I agree!
I think that that's your next job, Siobhan. You should be a hospital laugh maker.
Something like that.
Okay, everybody, that's our proverb for today. A good laugh is the best medicine.